Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Solemnity of All Saints. This is the day we celebrate all the saints, both those that we know are saints and those that we don't know are saints, that those that have made it all the way home, that are with the Lord, that they're sharing in the promise of glory that all of us still carry in our own hearts, that we see in the saints today, and we celebrate with great conviction, great confidence, and great joy at, first of all, God's generosity, God's love, and His capacity and power to bring us from death to life and to bring us into heavenly places, as the scripture says, and to conform us to the person of Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you today. Thank you from the bottom of our heart that you are the one who made this possible. You make it possible for human beings who are, as St. Paul said, dead in our sins and separated from God to become children of God. Not children of wrath, but children of God who ultimately come into the presence of our Father and to share in the glory that belongs to you. You promised it, and the saints are living in it, are living fully in it, absolute freedom and joy beyond our wildest imagining. Friends, this is the only thing worth living for. This is what it's all about. Everything else is secondary. Aligning ourselves with Jesus, receiving what God the Father, our Creator, has given to us in Jesus. There simply is nothing else more important. And remember the words of Jesus that are so haunting. I hear them in my own mind and heart occasionally, you know, where he said, you know, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul in the process? I mean, you know that many of the saints, probably many of the most glorious saints, Jesus said, the last shall be first. There are saints on this earth that maybe go through life almost unrecognized by the majority of people. They certainly are not in the limelight, but they're going to be crowned and they're going to have a very high place in the kingdom of God because they put first things first, because they radically loved, because what they wanted above everything else is they wanted Jesus. They wanted Jesus' will, and they wanted to become everything our Father has made us to be. Yeah, they were radically set on loving God, loving neighbor, making disciples in whatever way. And they might even have been, guess what? They might even have been just a housewife, just a dad, just, you know, an ordinary person. Things we call ordinary happen to be great in the kingdom of God, but filled with radical love. And maybe they overcame enormous obstacles in their life that no one noticed and no one even cared about. And they overcame them out of love for God. So when we get to heaven, it's going to be a whole lot different. It's not going to be the rich and the beautiful and the powerful that are going to have the first place that you can swindle yourself into in this world. You can't lie to God. I mean, the real radical truth about what we loved in this world is going to get revealed. The true condition of our heart is going to be manifested. And a saint is someone who is a forgiven sinner who has allowed God in his love and his power, through the blood of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the sacraments and life of the church, to transform them from the inside out, to make something out of their life, something beautiful that was impossible for us to make on our own. And certainly this world could never make it, right? The world is still constantly caught up in fame and adulation and power and honors and me first, bigger, better, best, me, everything, you know, that's the world. That's not the kingdom of God. It just isn't. Father Thomas Dubé, maybe some of you had a chance to read some of his books or maybe hear him speak over the years. He was such a wonderful teacher on the lives of the saints. He went home to the Lord and he wrote a book. I think it's called To Become a Saint. I can't remember the title now right offhand. I think that's it. In it, he talks about how to grow as a saint, and he named at least 15 characteristics. Maybe it was in one chapter. Can't remember. Maybe it was the whole book at this point, but I just have some notes that I came across that I took while reading the book, and I just want to read to you what he said. How to become a saint. What were the saints like is kind of what he wants us to say. What were the common characteristics that you could see in the lives of all the saints? He said, number one, they were determinative. That is, they had a drive. They had a hunger. They had a drive to accept the word of God, and they wouldn't dilute the word of God. They had a drive and a hunger for the truth. And that was a decision that they made. They made a decision by God's grace, but they made a decision of the heart, mind, and will. I want to know God. I want what God wants for me in His Word. I don't want to compromise it, dilute it. I want to go for it. That's a fundamental characteristic of all the saints. I want the truth. I want to live in the truth. I don't want to hide from the truth. I don't want only part of what God wants. I want it all. Right? So they made that determination deep within their will and their heart. Another characteristic was totality, he said, that they wanted the whole thing. They went all in, not just partially, and they went all in. What do I have to do to become a saint? I have to will it. I have to will it all. I mean, I think I've said over the years, the image number of years ago I had from the Lord in prayer one day, just talking about the condition of my own heart. And it's like the Lord and I were sitting, had this image of Jesus and I sitting at a poker table, like a Texas Hold'em poker table. And He was at one side of the table and I was on the other side. And I had a whole stack of chips in front of me. And He's looking at me like, okay, what's your play? And in that moment, I realized that these chips represented my life, right? My time, my talent, my treasure, my money, my dreams, my sex life, you name it, everything. And Jesus is asking me, how much of it am I going to give? And so I'm looking at Him and I look at my chips and I grab a few chips and I throw them in, you know, and sort of protect the rest. It's like throwing Jesus a bone, throwing Him a little something in my life. But there was a real dimension of my own heart to say, can I trust God with all of this? Or do I need to keep my hands on it to secure it so that I'm going to have the fun, the comfort, the pleasure, the success, whatever that my flesh wants or that I want? Do I believe Jesus, that giving it all to Him is really going to be the source of joy and life and fulfillment? Or am I going to hedge my bets? And I'm sitting there looking at Jesus. He's looking at me, and I throw those chips in, and He smiles at me and shakes His head and said, Peter, if you're going to follow me, if you're going to be my disciple, if you want to be a saint, you got to go all in. You got to push all those chips in. And you got to say, Jesus, I'm bringing all of this under Your Lordship. I just want to know what pleases You, right? That's kind of the disposition that Father's putting His finger on here. The third one was radicality. Being radical comes from the word radix, he said, which means to the root. The saints are willing to take any means to get to the root of the habit patterns of sin that are in them. You know, what are the fundamental vices that are present within them? Or even as they became very saintly, and the big battles were mostly over for them, but they still had even little sins, venial sins we call them, the church calls them, right? They want to get, what's to the root of that? I want to get purified. I want to expose my whole root system to Jesus. I want to bring my whole root system of my heart, my mind, my way of thinking and behaving. I want to bring it under the Lordship and majesty of Jesus. And they submitted themselves. One of the most important things they did in helping it get there was they submitted themselves to the Word of God. Friends, it's extremely difficult to become a saint if you don't know the Word of God. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Jesus. You're never going to become a saint if you're ignorant of Jesus. And that Word is a living Word. It's like a surgical instrument which digs down deep, right? And separates bone and marrow and examines the intentions of the heart, the Bible says. Gets right down to the core, our central motivations, right? So being radical. So being number four is be specific. The saints were very specific. They had a specific plan of how they were going to cooperate with God's work in their life. They understood their faults. They understood the things in them that were obstacles. By God's grace, God helped them see it. And then they had a plan through fasting and prayer and ascetic habits, disciplines to overcome. They had confessors. They received the sacraments regularly. They humble themselves when they needed to. So they say, okay, if I'm full of pride, what do I need to do? I need to obey Jesus, what He says in the Scripture. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. How can I humble myself? I'm going to obey the Lord. I'm going to obey those who have responsibility over my life. Even young people who might be listening to the program. Now, there's a promise in Ephesians that for the young people, if you obey God, life will go well with you. It's the only command with a promise attached to it in the Bible, as far as I know, right? The saints had a concrete plan. Get a concrete plan. If you don't know how to do that, grab somebody in your parish, talk to your pastor, find a good spiritual director. There's good books. There's all kinds of resources on the internet that can help you. Read some of Father DeBay's books. Those are excellent. You can look them up. And then particular examine, he said, kind of taking from St. Ignatius, that he would daily check up throughout the day, periods in the day, say, how am I doing? Where's my mind been? Where's my heart been? What's happened? You know, and saying, am I walking in virtue today? So that's helpful. Number six, frequent confession. Frequent confession is at least probably once a month, right? Every 2 weeks, something like that would be a good habit. If trying to get serious in overcoming particular sins you keep falling into. Now remember, for a disciple, for a child of God, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't condemn you. He doesn't hate you. He doesn't judge you. He's calling you to come to him and to his son so that in the sacrament of confession, he can take away your sin. But what we have to do is overcome pride. Here's a good way to humble ourselves, to go into the confessional and give Jesus our sins so he can take them and crucify them. Take them to the cross. He wants you to live in freedom. Number seven, render an account, that is, put all your cards on the table. Talk to the priest, talk to your spiritual director, talk to your men's group, your women's group to say what's going on in your life. This can be a really hard thing. I mean, it's been at various times in my life a hard thing to say, man, do I want to tell him everything that's going on in my life? You know, to bring your life into the light. It corresponds to, I think it's rule number 14 in St. Ignatius's Rules for the Discernment of Spirits. If I remember correctly, he said that if you take Rule 5 and Rule 14 and you keep those really clear in your mind, you're going to save yourself from a lot of trouble. Rule 5 was, in a time of difficulty and desolation, when you're under the enemy's attack and you're up against it, don't make a decision to change anything in your life that you've come to, decisions you've made under God's guidance and discernment, whatever it is, don't do it. Don't change it at that point. Rule 14 is to know yourself. And you know, the devil circles, your life is like a fortress, right? The devil's always circling and looking for weaknesses in the wall. He wants to penetrate your castle, if you will. He wants to get at you. And so you want to be able to be clear about where your weaknesses are, where your points of vulnerability are, and you want to let your friends know, those brothers and sisters in Christ who you're accountable to, where the battlefield is for you. Don't hide that. And I think one of the things that would be good to do, even in men's groups I've been in, we haven't been great at this, but we have to keep working at it, is to create an atmosphere of being just non-judgmental, an atmosphere of tremendous compassion, to be able to love each other, to be in each other's corner, to be each other's best cheerleader, to say, look, I'm not here to condemn you. I want you to come out of this. I'm with you. I'll never judge you or condemn you, right? I'm alongside you because I love you. Friends, we need that. We need a team around us. We need people who are walking with us because our enemy is smart. He's talented. He's powerful. And he works hard. And he's got all kinds of demons that he deploys to try to get us to stumble. And the Christian life is not a life that's meant to be walked on our own. Okay, I've just given you just short of half of what Father DeBay talks about in terms of how we can grow as a saint. I'm going to finish this tomorrow, and we'll wrap up the week celebrating the saints. Don't forget to celebrate. Today's the day of celebration. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.